Well, the machine shop, they were, the machine shop itself was a massive place. Machines, after coming from school and you saw a small lathe, probably a 2-inch lathe, that was to the centre of the lathe, then seeing a lathe that was something like 20 foot long, or something with a 6-foot turntable on it, or a massive planing machine. This was something completely new to us. But in our apprenticeship, we started off in the light machine shop, or top shop as it was called at Fieldings in those days, where they had numerous capstan lathes, small lathes, pillar drills, small planer, a marking off table. This was the kind of things we worked on. I worked on a capstan lathe, I think, 3 or 4 months, but I worked it during the day. But there was a night shift operating on the same machine as me. So if we had one job to do, it was completed during a night shift or during the day shift, whenever it was started.
And what was the difference between the light machine shop and the heavy machine shop then?
Size, basically. I'm going to say a small capstan lathe is one thing. Then to go and see, as I said, a machine with a 20-foot bed on it, or a machine that would turn something 5 foot in diameter, which is something different to turning something 3/4 of an inch in diameter. Something totally different. They were really giants. And the chaps that used them were specialists, without a shadow of doubt, to use those machines.